up, Chicago? That's right. It is Wednesday, Wisdom Wednesday, May 31st, the last day of May, May 31st, 2017. And Taking the Limits Off is on the air live from your West Side studios located on the third floor of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. And, man, I'm excited. We have a great show for you today. Today's topic of conversation is going to be good. Y'all ready for this? It's Wisdom Wednesday. Five ways to know when to walk away from your ministry. Five ways to know when to walk away from your ministry. That's the conversation that's going to be had today. As always, it's your boy, your host, Mr. Dana L. King, in the studio, soon to be joined by my brother in ministry, the one, the only, the good pastor from the Second Baptist Church of LaGrange, Illinois, Michael Henderson, will be joining us shortly. Man, I'm excited. Let me give you all a rundown of how you can be a part of today's show. If you're already listening on the line, simply push one. You can be a part of today's show. That'll get you over to our producers. She will then get you over to us. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 347-934-0546. Again, that's area code 347-934-0546. We would love to hear from you that way. You can come on the air with us and have some conversations with us. We'd love to have you. The other way you can reach us is through email. You can email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. We would love to hear from you that way as well. If you want to watch the live streams are up and running. Ustream.tv, Ustream.tv, you can find us there. Ustream.tv, you can find us right there. Facebook Live, facebook.com/TTLO radio, facebook.com/TTLO radio, you can find us there. Let's see. What else we got? Oh, yeah, Twitter. You can tweet. Let's try that again. Yeah, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. And again, are you all right?
Yeah. Run them stairs against you.
You've been running them stairs for 2 years.
You want to be to the kid. Don't make no difference. Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you. You're a good girl.
Anyway, look at. Anyway, and then last but not least, if you want to download the podcast, you can do so by simply going to any of your podcast mediums, whether it be iTunes, Blogger, Stitcher, any of those, you can find us there. The good pastor, when I talk to you, you're still trying to get your breath.
Tyrese the King. Tyre Melton, I really need to talk to you. You didn't get nothing wrong. Tyre Melton, I really need to talk to you.
Okay.
All five of his Lord. Hallelujah. Let me share. We are sharing.
How are you doing, sir?
I ain't got no volume in this microphone.
You know what? He ain't never got no
volume. You know, most preachers are deaf. Why this ain't working?
I don't know what your problem is.
Oh, the live stream, man.
Oh, God.
It ain't working on my phone. Wait a minute. What's going on?
You still ain't got no volume now?
Hello?
You still got no?
I mean, really, I don't.
Like nothing?
Now you're coming.
Okay, now you got some volume.
Oh, I can hear myself. I hear my now.
What's going on, sir?
Well, bless the Lord, highly flavored. Glad to be in the service.
Uh-huh.
One more and again. Praise the Lord. Where we at around here, Akeem?
I don't know what you did over there.
Hey, man, I'm trying to get my son to come home.
Lord, help us.
Did you try me in here?
You just was in it a minute ago.
But it wasn't working.
But I know, I tagged you in it. They know your name.
Right there,
him, Michael. See, at the very top up there, that's you.
I want to see some TTLO radio.
Help us, Lord. Anyway, so much is going on, y'all. Real quick, I want to send our condolences out. There was a family shot, four people shot right here yesterday while I was at the police academy thing last night. Four people were shot right over here in Austin, right off of Central and I believe Central and Race. So right back there towards going towards Chicago Avenue. So we definitely want to keep those people in our prayers,
yes,
man.
It's
just so much going on. Anyway, while we're trying to make sure we got our sound and everything, and still, everybody's good. Everybody can hear all that good stuff.
I'm not on the face of the book.
I don't know what's going on with.
I don't know what's on the face of this book. Okay, hold on. Maybe here we go.
Yeah, because it's
see.
Yeah, because
that's how I hear it.
Because it's up and running. There it is, right there. Oh, because it's, I don't know, we probably having some type of, Facebook having some type of stuff going on, who knows? Because it says you're watching, sir, it does say that you're watching right there, your picture, see over here on this screen? That's your
on my screen.
Yeah,
okay.
That. So it says you're watching.
Can y'all hear us out, y'all?
Yeah, they can. Yeah, they.
Give me some emoji.
I love music, praise is what I do. Yeah, they heard it because they was listening to the music earlier. So, anyway, so what's going on with you, man?
I was trying to just say glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Trying to live safe?
Because I want to give him my best. I don't want to be hurting myself if I try to give him less. You understand? I want to be better than good enough. Just to be good won't be quite enough.
You know what?
Lord, I want you ready to stand my test.
Help us.
I want
help
to be
us.
Better, Lord, to do my best. This ain't working. You know I got to get my peoples in here.
Well, we gonna see what's going on. I'm not sure why it's not, why you not get, are you on your, you're not on our Wi-Fi, are you?
On Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
I can't get on y'all Wi-Fi.
How come I don't know what you own. That's what I'm asking. How are you on our Wi-Fi?
No, I ain't on y'all Wi-Fi, but you know, I can't connect to you Wi-Fi.
Okay. All right. We going
to
get your stuff together.
Okay, I need to connect
to you. We're going to try to see what's
Batcave.
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay, well, you got to put it in there.
Yeah, because I don't know what it is. Hold on. So this is what we're going to do, y'all. We're going to take a quick break.
Hey, Yolanda.
When we come back, we're going to get the sound and stuff right. And we'll be right back, y'all. TTLO.
Well, when I think of his grace and his mercy, just one word comes to mind, and that word is amazing. Company.
We are back, y'all. I had to take a quick break, get my man on the Wi-Fi over here to see if this stuff is going to work. We are back. But look at y'all. We got this show. We trying to get this thing going. We're going to have some fun up in here. So the good – now, you were here last week, right? Yeah, you came. You were a little late. You got here because Angela was here and Parks was here.
No, sir.
Yo. Oh, yo.
Thank you. It's all right. Why do we pay these sound peoples up here?
I know, right?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Anyway, so what's happening? What's going on at the Good Second Baptist?
Just finished Women's Month.
Oh, how was that?
Very good.
Was
very, 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 very good.
So you had, was it four Sundays, right? Yeah.
Well, no. What I did was I preached first and second. And
no, I mean, but you celebrate all four Sundays.
Yeah.
So y'all had Women's Month.
Yeah. So this is Men's Month this month.
So now this month is Men's Month.
Men's Month.
So is this all Men's Day too? Or is that separate?
Yeah, Men's Day is the fourth Sunday.
Okay, so was Women's Day last Sunday?
Women's Day was third Sunday.
Third Sunday, okay.
Right.
Okay.
So what happened was, in times past and gone, they used to have Men's Day and Women's Day the same day.
Some places do that, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I think
they decided to do something different this year. Okay, so I'm with that. Mm-hmm. But now, this time, we decided to do Men's Month. And so, okay, no.
Go ahead.
You see something that costs us attention.
I know, right.
So this time, so the fellas, for the men folk, you know, we're not doing a whole lot, but we're doing, the first thing we're doing is we're watching the movie Fences, All Men.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Watching the movie Fences.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
That's number one. And then number two, on the 17th, that's the car show and barbecue off.
Car show and barbecue off.
Yeah. All of our people that think they can barbecue.
Uh-huh.
They're going to have, we're going to have barbecue grills out there.
Uh-huh.
And for you to taste, you know, everyone you taste is going to be a ticket for $5.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Car show barbecue off.
Okay.
Right. Then of course,
so it's like a little fundraiser too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
gotcha.
It really is.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
And then Men's Day is the fourth Sunday, and that morning, our own Cornelius Fox met him tonight.
Uh huh.
We were up, and then that evening would be Pastor Derek Goff of Mount Pleasant out south. So yeah, so that's what we're going to be doing.
Pastor Derek Goff. That name sounds familiar for some reason.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. I'm not sure what's going on with Facebook Live, y'all, because it's doing its own thing.
It's really,
because I'm trying to watch. Like you see over here, just see me. You see? Right. See.
Right.
And, that's still
and
live over
me,
here.
That's a whole bunch more.
So I'm not sure what's going on. Y'all just, yeah, we gonna see what's happening. Latanya, can you check that for us? See what do you get on Facebook Live? Because I'm just seeing me. And I do see y'all. Happy Wednesday, Adrian. I see you, Yolanda King. I see you, Patricia Bell. God bless you. Linda Jackson, God bless you. Some more of y'all I know that snuck in here, but we can't really see. So
right.
Y'all pray for us to get to.
We can't see you.
See what's really going on, because it's still saying we good and live. Oh, what are you? Good and live over there. Anyway.
All right, when they come back up, we'll get a hold to it. Okay.
Yeah, we'll get it together.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Hey, you string.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you string
anyway,
is up. Go ahead.
So that's what's going on right there. Oh,
yeah,
okay. So that's what's going on in the second map right now.
Okay.
But now, we had a little disturbance.
In LaGrange. Oh, wait a minute. Let me get the Pope the number to the Pope. What kind of disturbance?
Well, on.
Like police involvement?
Oh, hey. Hold on.
Let me.
On Friday night.
Colored neighborhood.
I heard, of course it was. I heard one shot. But I found out that somebody came from the south side.
Okay. See, now they clean it up. That is. Clean it up.
And robbed one of the fellows in the neighborhood.
Oh.
Okay. Now, y'all stay with me. I'm going to bless you.
Okay.
Then they tried to come back.
Uh-huh.
And it was a shootout at the OK Corral in LaGrange.
Are you kidding me?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Now, let me just say this to everybody. Listen, ain't no hard drugs in LaGrange. If it was, we would see the residuals of people.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? You
right.
would see them.
Right, right, right.
Now if it's some weed, yeah, come on now. In every come on. White, black, Jew, Gentile, baby. They believe in the weed. They believe in the But he wasn't moving nothing. You know, if you can scrape up a half a pound of weed in the range, you're doing something. That's with dust. I mean, listen, that's with everything.
Mm-hmm.
So what we understand is some young fella
mm-hmm.
heard about something and came to LaGrange. And so, number one, I told the police chief, we have been seeing too much traffic coming on anyway.
Oh, okay.
And then my biggest thing is... Because
they're probably coming straight up Ogden.
Yes.
Because, see, they're too afraid to ride down Mannheim and have to come through LaGrange Park and Hillside and all that. So they're probably shooting up Ogden.
But then this is what the problem was. The problem was is that the young man didn't know where he was going and ran into the railroad tracks. And they
had to come back around.
Yeah, because, you know, we're subjugated to that.
From the city.
Right.
You didn't know that.
If you please. And so, but my main thing is we have a lot of children in LaGrange and a lot of older people.
Yes.
So I told them that. And then the powers that be, you know, I've talked to the powers that be. I'm not going to be like the man in Ohio. I talked with the gang thugs in Chicago.
With the top gang thugs.
Gang thugs
so did you
Chicago.
Talk with the top gang thugs in LaGrange? When is the press conference? So I want to see you do the sit down
tomorrow.
Right, with the top gang.
No, I talk with the powers that be.
Uh-huh.
We leave it like that.
Uh-huh.
And I know ain't nothing moving. I mean, nothing moving. Come on now.
Right.
And that was our biggest thing is that the children, because on a sad day,
mm-hmm.
there could be 30 children playing in the middle of the street on Washington. I mean, in the middle of the street.
On the block down from the church. Yeah.
I mean, just in the middle of the street. They're children.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
there are older people.
Yeah.
So now that's my biggest whoa right
mm-hmm.
there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my face away.
Yeah. It's still retarded over
there. That's my biggest whoa. So that's what's going on right now. Also,
mm-hmm.
the Lacey Hill Foundation had the Memorial Day barbecue on
mm-hmm.
Monday.
Mm-hmm.
But now listen, children.
Mm-hmm.
I know I sound like Parkman. Listen.
Mm-hmm.
I had the best time on Monday because I went y'all to the Marshall Fields Project.
Okay. Help us. What is that?
I know you don't know crap.
I know what Marshall Field.
Come on Facebook. Like, I was Facebook.
Right. Y'all on Facebook, if y'all listening, y'all can go over to Ustream. Put the link in here for you. Tanya, do me a favor. Put the link in. Could you put the link up on Facebook? Well, the link is on my page for the Ustream. Just click on Ustream if y'all want to see what we're talking about. Y'all can still chat. The chat room is open.
Right.
All that stuff is there. Y'all, come on. So come on.
Marshall Fields Projects are off of Sedgwick and Division. You know where the Jewels is?
Yeah.
On Sedgwick? Go behind that.
How did they become the Marshall Fields Project?
They've been the Marshall Fields Project.
Like, even back in the day project?
Back in the day.
I ain't never heard of that my whole black life.
Mm-hmm.
You had heard about that before, too?
Yes. My sister went to Ninoa, so I knew about it.
I ain't never heard of a Okay, go ahead. Come
anyway, on. Anyway, ain't nothing like being with the African-American, black, Negro, color people. You understand what
on Memorial Day.
On Memorial Day.
I'm sorry. Let me say it the right way. Memorials.
Oh, yeah, on Memorial Day.
Why do we put an S
on everything?
Memorial Day.
We don't say Valentine Day. We say Valentine's.
T-I-M.
Right.
Valentine.
And then somebody put up, we need to understand between Veterans Day and Memorial Day.
That is true. There is a difference.
Memorializing is the people that's dead.
Dead.
The veterans, they lie.
It's for the living folk.
Even though I recognize everybody. If you say
I did too.
Yeah.
I did on Sunday too.
Forces,
yeah.
I mean, anyway.
When I stood up on Sunday at the end, I did.
Because
we have some people serving here.
Yeah. Even if you didn't live in mail.
Right.
You didn't civic anything. you didn't live in mail. Yeah,
the mail carriers too.
I mean, that's civic. The mail, the fire department, the police, that's civic. Memorialize, you know. Great Lord, amen. We gonna memorialize. So
who was over at this? Why were you over there?
Hey, what happened? Well, what
Come
happened?
On, tell
was,
the story. Come
I
on.
Was gonna take my son, my nephew's son, my son, to Dave and Buster's in Orland Park.
Uh-huh.
But his sister called and said they were going to the zoo.
Uh-huh.
And then we were going over to his brother's house, which is my older nephew, which
mm-hmm.
is below me. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
and so I said, you wanna go to the zoo? He said, yeah. Well, we got hungry.
Oh, okay.
So we stopped in the project. Well, when my son goes to the Marshall Fields Project condo plexus,
mm-hmm.
he's a star. You know, all the girls, Michael, right?
Okay.
And I just enjoy it because, y'all, there's nothing. It's just niggerific.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. It's just niggerific. Yeah, that's it. That on the census. Anyway,
okay, come on. Help us slow.
It's just wonderful because, listen, they have a inside.
Okay.
You got listen. You got to show your ID to
uh-huh,
get in.
Uh-huh.
They got to give you a passcode to get in.
Uh-huh.
But then when you go into the outer court,
uh-huh.
it ain't grass.
What is it?
It's turf.
Oh.
It's green turf.
Okay.
It look like grass.
Okay.
And you can't have your own barbecue grill, so they have a barbecue grill, so everybody has to be very communal.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I'm feeling that.
And hey, and listen, there are googobs of children.
Mm-hmm.
Grown folk playing music,
uh-huh.
smoking Newports, you know, Kumail 100,
Bissing and
Hedges, Menthol Lights, the Ginger Slim, for the old folk, Moors. Yeah, Moors.
You went too far.
Yeah.
You went too far.
Moors.
I forgot about Moors.
Yeah, Moors. Yeah, Moors cigarettes.
Ooh, Lord have
mercy.
And
so you just sit out there and enjoy all that's good and colored. Lord, I just enjoyed myself. But I was upset because how in the world is the candy lady closed on Memorial Day when you would have sold out all your candy?
She probably had to cook.
She had no memorialization. You were supposed to have the candy for the children because you would have sold out that day.
Now, here's the question, because I believe you do, because you're out there. I don't believe nobody lives out. You're actually living in a house. You have a backyard, don't you?
I have a piece of a backyard.
Is it like a city backyard or a little smaller?
Because the garage is there. Probably
so you got the space in between the garage and the house.
Yeah.
So you got that little. Is it about as big as this here?
No, half of this.
Half of this. Okay.
Because I got a lot of front yard, though.
You do have a lot of front yard.
I have a lot of front yard.
So you can't be colored and barbecue on the front.
Put a couch out there on the front porch.
I did that one year. My mom was so mad.
Ooh, I know she got hold of you.
She was so mad. We pulled the grill from out because we didn't want to sit in the back. Anybody want to be in the alley?
Anybody back there?
Right. We pulled the grill around to the front yard. I just want you to know she was not happy.
Well, she was not happy. It was fun, though.
Right, it was fun, right. She was not happy, but she did make a couple of side dishes.
Yeah, thank you. But you know what? In the neighborhood, I mean, that, I don't care how we say it.
Yeah.
Listen, even though it was children running around,
right.
All the Negroes buying
stuff,
loose cigarette, and all this other kind of stuff. But it, listen, I was more safer there. Do you see what I'm saying? I mean, with real neighborhoods, and because of where they are, they have to be communal.
Yeah.
And now, listen, even though somebody almost got to fight, the pregnant girl almost got to fight with somebody else because they were taking, the children were taking toys, and blah, 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 but that's what it is. But just sitting there, eating your watermelon. No, watermelon.
Now, I haven't had any yet this year.
Well, now, you have to pick them right because
they ain't
right now, but yeah. Eating watermelon and drinking Pepsi Cola and talking crud. I mean, you learn more cuss words than you ever learned in your life. Do you hear what I'm saying? But listen, it was the fact of the matter is everybody knows everybody. Everybody's connected to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe everybody got babies. I don't know what the world's going on. But it's just the whole thing. I just sat there in my chair.
Yeah,
Hey, Pastor, baby.
I noticed on the way in because Devrin was here Monday.
Yeah, I saw Devrin.
And he and we talked about this last year coming in on Memorial Day, how we didn't see people in Columbus Park.
Mm-hmm.
And normally Columbus Park is
packed,
full.
Yes.
But because of all the shootings and stuff, I think people are kind of now this year. It was quite a few folk out there. Wasn't like it normally, like it used to be. But I think they're trying to make their way on back out there. But you missed that. I mean, you missed
the snowball.
Man.
The Penny Canyon, the pickles.
Speaking of the snowball, can I bless you?
Come on, bless
I know you don't come to the city too often.
Well, I mean, I'm here today because don't dare because I go by.
Because I don't know if she opened or not because I think she probably got a job. But the snowball lady, let me go and bless you right now, between Laramie and Harrison.
Okay.
So if you go down, when you're on your way back to the expressway.
Okay.
And you make a left on Harrison.
Okay, make a left on
right there by the Greek Orthodox Church.
Yes.
Make a left right there.
Uh-huh.
Make your way on down to Laramie, but don't get to Laramie.
Okay.
She got a tent up in her driveway. First of all, let me tell you right now. Yeah, she got a whole.
What?
She got a canopy. Oh, right. She got a real snowball thing. You know, lately folk been coming up with these snowball stands with three colors.
That ain't no snowball stand.
That ain't right. You just
listen. You can't just have
dollars.
Red, blue, and coconut.
Right.
You gotta have red, blue,
the
yellow.
The snowball lady got 7,000 colors.
Oh, she may not be up now because she was still in school.
Right. She probably comes out afterwards.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna run by there.
From school at all?
Right. See, I got to stay over this way today. So about 4:35, 6 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
She got all the flavors. Wait, then she got a warmer out there. Now, I don't eat everybody's food, but she got a warmer out there because she's selling nachos.
Listen, children, I wish we were on Facebook Live. Listen,
I don't know what's going on Facebook.
This is stuff.
Still ain't working.
That's a part of the whole makeup.
Of us.
Listen,
you had
snowballs and penny candy and pickles. Now they got nachos.
She got pickles. She got a three-thing warmer out there plugged in. And I saw nacho cheese, and I'm assuming she got two kinds of meats.
Ground meat.
And then probably chicken or something.
And chicken or turkey.
Right, probably turkey, right. I saw that and I said, yeah, I don't know what's going on Facebook Live. If y'all are still able to hear us, you want to watch, go to ustream.tv. The link is on my page. And matter of fact, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to share that link to your page so the people can.
We are sharing.
I'm going to share this to your page too. Yeah. Okay. Share on the friend's timeline. There it is. So, yeah, I'm going to share that. But you all can
share. Now, listen, y'all.
Uh-huh.
That's called goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Listen, that's a snowball, penny candy, pickles, mm-hmm. nachos, mm-hmm. and them rag and wheel cookies.
Oh.
They sit over here on 20.
On 20.
Yes, sir.
You know, I ain't been in there in a while.
I haven't either.
When was that time you been in?
Ooh, before I left here.
Oh, so you ain't been there since you've been home?
I have not.
Oh, you got. Well, you know, they still don't take no credit card. They cash only.
Well, that's a paper trail.
You need to come on.
Listen, children. The pink one.
They got everything.
It's
squawberry.
Squawberry. Lemon, vanilla.
I made the mistake one time because I said they did have them. They were selling them in like bags of 30 or something.
Oh, were they?
Something at one point. So then the ones I haven't been in like 2 years, maybe three. And I went in there one time before I went to work because I told the folk at work about this. So they said, well, Daniel, they gave me a list. I bought a box of them strawberry cookies. I want you to know I started eating strawberry cookies about 1:30 in the afternoon. About 4 o'clock. It was something down on the inside.
Listen, y'all.
You can't, you know what?
You will not, listen, you ain't from the hood if you don't know about them wagon wheel cookies. The white ones, the pink ones.
The white ones is
the yellow one
is vanilla.
The yellow ones.
The yellow ones is lemon.
And my mama like.
Now I would mix the lemon and the strawberry. Be just flipping them. Just
listen. And I think it was a thousand of them cookies.
It's about 1,000 in that box.
You'd be like.
And it's three rolls.
Yes, three rolls.
Three big old rolls. Three layers of rolls.
And they were a penny a piece.
Then they got the real salt and sour potato chips, the Evans.
Ooh.
See, y'all, see, we've been eating them Vintners. See, Vintners.
Vintners just came and took over.
Right.
And the bodega.
But that Evans in the red bag with, see.
Y'all don't know nothing about them.
They ain't ready. They ain't ready.
That was before Ruffles was affordable. You couldn't get no J's and no Lay's potato chips. They wasn't affordable.
I ain't never liked J's.
They were 35 cents plus. We
My
couldn't afford them.
My mama loved J's.
I like J's.
I ain't never greasy potato chips.
They greasy now.
They broke
now,
up.
Don't get popcorn?
Yeah.
Don't get popcorn.
Yeah. The cheese.
No, that hot kind.
Oh, the hot popcorn.
Jesus is my help.
I
may have to get some. Now, listen, let me tell y'all something. I love the hood. Because let me tell you what I had the other day.
Oh, Lord, pray for us. Come on, what you got?
A pineapple crush pop.
Oh.
You only get it in the hood now.
I know, because I've never.
And Tahitian treat. Oh, yes, Lord. Tahitian treat.
See, that lets me know you've been gone for a while.
Yes, Lord.
See, at some point, Tahitian,
all right.
Tahitian treat became the Baptist church.
Drink.
When you serving dinner at the church on Sunday.
Listen here.
Ain't no fruit punch no more.
It's Tahitian treat.
Because they sell it right here at the local store right here. You can go get however many liters you want.
Listen, children.
Uh-uh.
That pineapple crush.
I'm not drinking no Tahitian treat. I can't.
You gotta get that pineapple crush and get it cold. And that Mr. Pure juice, I don't know how pure it is. But the red one and the lime is just delicioso.
You know, the problem I always had with the Mr. Pure juice, you ever go to the store? This is what always confused me. You know that Mr. Pure juice comes in the bottle, right?
Yes.
That little bottle.
Yes.
It's not cold. Why is it not cold?
In the freezer, right?
Why is it not in the freezer and it's over in the warm section?
I don't know. I guess because they buy some. Because now, believe it or not, Mr. Pure is made to be mixed with liquor. It's not made to be drunk.
The one in the...
In the bottle.
I don't know about it. Is that true?
That's
something you done made
I think
up.
That's why I need Facebook.
Is that a hood reference?
Why is something always messing up when
go
we come
to the, I shared the Ustream on your thing. Go to your phone. On your
on my phone?
Yeah, go to your phone and make sure it posts to the top of your thing.
Timeline.
Yeah, say approve that so your people can get it done. They can come here. And yeah. And the rest of y'all do the same. Yeah, and just
share.
Right, do that and yeah.
And share. Yeah, sharing.
Right, we are sharing. So
someone is using too much toilet paper.
Yeah, I've never. I want to bring our attention to something. We having fun. I want to bring our attention to something because this popped up when we were looking for articles yesterday, and this happened on May 26th. That was Sunday. Was that Sunday?
Sunday.
So today is the 31st. Yesterday was the 30th. Monday was the 29th, 28th, 27th.
Saturday,
so it was Friday. Friday.
Friday.
They 26 Christians in Egypt were gunned down on their way to church.
On their way to the worship
house. On their way to worship. 26. And this is normal. Right. And they were killed because they were Christian.
In Egypt?
Yeah, in Egypt. Because, you know, Egypt is a
Muslim, but they've always been,
yeah,
they've always been a balance,
but,
though.
But now.
So we have these far,
yeah,
right wing
yeah,
people.
It says the image released by the Minya government media office shows bodies of victims killed when gunmen stormed a bus in Minya, Egypt, Friday. Egyptian officials say dozens of people were killed and wounded in an attack by masked militants on a bus carrying Coptic Christians,
oh, Coptic,
including children south of Cairo. Wow.
No, we do know how the Coptic church started. We have talked about that.
Well, yeah, we did. We talked about that one time briefly, but the Coptic folk is them. Yeah.
No. The Coptic folk are the residuals of the Ethiopian eunuch.
Right.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
That's the residual.
Okay.
Because he went back. Of course, he was a eunuch. He couldn't handle children.
Right.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Right.
So when he went back, because Philip over there,
uh-huh,
is a dark-skinned man.
Yes. Well, he. Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Well.
Mm-hmm. That fit the.
Yeah.
Where he was from. When,
yeah,
you, do
when,
the,
was, when you do the math.
When you
know,
do the genealogy, you,
yeah,
kind of see. That's
right. So
he would color it.
Right, he's color, nice old colored boy. So, you know, it's a we think it to be crazy in the United States,
mm-hmm,
we are able to worship wherever we want to and however we want to.
And we take it for granted.
And we take it for granted. But
yeah,
there are people over there that love the Lord and love Jesus.
Like we
who
do.
Are dying, right,
and,
who are dying.
And can't tell nobody.
We
couldn't do this show. We could have a house in Egypt. And be doing this show, and somebody might kick the door in.
Right. We have
live
way
on the air.
Underground.
Right. They
you
might kill
that?
Us live on the air.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey,
why your killer sound like Bernie Mac a little bit?
Hey,
and so,
I told him over there. You seen him?
Yeah.
Now, did you see this thing about what's the girl's name holding the face with they say the bloody face of
Trump
45?
Kathy Griffin. Yeah, she had to issue an apology.
Oh, yes, she did.
Yeah.
And then they're talking about CNN looking at her now about what she does for December 31st.
Yeah, she does something for New Year's Eve. Yeah,
yeah,
she normally has
Cooper.
A. Oh, that's right. She normally does the she does that. She has the D-list thing on E Network.
Yeah,
they're,
yeah,
trying to see if they can get her snatched off the air.
Yeah,
and
you know, I think it's just the
she probably took it a little bit too far.
I believe so.
Yeah, you,
yeah,
can
even I thought I was like
you can crack jokes, but and
because
she,
if Saturday Night Live is not censored,
right? But she went and she didn't paint the picture. An artist painted the picture for her, and she posted it. So, but again, it's just one of those things where you like, okay, y'all just
to,
doing.
You have to be a little, you know, you have to be a little careful about what you're doing.
Right,
you
y'all, we doing a little too much. Oh, hey, you finally showed up over there.
It's being steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the world.
Right, it's doing something. It's doing something. But anyway, so is it? Yeah, but so what was the deal? So 44. Also, you know, 40. I guess there's this deal with it. And I've read about it. You know, anything about climate change, the whole ozone layer and all that stuff.
That's a big old.
So apparently he wants to pull the United States out of the accord we have with the other countries to reduce our carbon footprint. So he went over there and now he's because we've been
on
everything.
His own plane.
He, huh?
On his own plane.
Well, no, he went over there
Air
Force One. But he's saying that he doesn't know if he's going to continue to pour money into this because he don't believe it exists. He don't believe global warming. He don't think it's real. He don't. Yeah. He said ice just melting over there because it's supposed to be. And it's just unreasonably hot because it's supposed to be. And when it's wintertime, when it's snowing in July, it's supposed to be. So. What is that face?
And this is who you all elected.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is who we didn't. Yeah.
Y'all now we know it's been kind of quiet now about the impeachments and all of these things.
Oh, that's because special prosecutor, he's subpoenaing everybody. And now you got to be, so now all this other talking is kind of stopping. Even Congress was doing their investigation and they're sending subpoenas out. People are saying, I can't talk to you until I talk to the special prosecutor. So they got to get clearance from him because what they're going to, it's going to hit the fan. It's probably going to hit sometime around this fall.
Yeah.
It's going to get ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if it's going to be impeachment, but some heads going to roll.
But now let's go back. Have you been seeing some of these town hall meetings, baby?
Yeah. About this, getting rid of the Affordable Care Act.
Affordable Care Act and
Medicaid.
About the school system.
Yeah.
Children.
Yeah. And these are Republicans.
We're about to have a turnover. And then we haven't heard anything else about the Affordable Health Care Act reaching the Senate. I mean, it has this.
No, they said it was going to die there. But this budget he released, the budget cuts Medicaid.
Yes.
Now, he said. Now, and you know that this is the thing about social media. You can delete the tweet and Facebook all you want. Somebody still got it.
Somebody got it.
They screenshot your stuff. They catch your. He said in a tweet last year, I will not touch Medicaid. I won't touch Social Security. Won't touch Medicare. And what he decided to do was going to cut, I think, some 6 million people going to get dropped from Medicaid if they elect this budget.
Baby.
And then he cut $1.9 billion. From education,
baby,
in his budget. If they,
they're not gonna approve.
No, they said that budget gonna down the floor.
Oh, baby, listen. If it don't, do you not know these folk have these people? because what they thought was, of course, that you know he's gonna do this, that, and the other. Baby,
mm-hmm.
these folk are like now children.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, there was a whole group somewhere in one place.
Mm-hmm.
Where they were sitting up in the balcony, and they had. For all the legislators and everything, they had a sign that said, see y'all at the polls.
Yep.
They were escorting them out.
Yep.
See y'all at the polls. Because what they keep forgetting is that the minorities do vote.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, see you at the polls.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Are we back up?
I don't know. I never shut it down.
Oh.
I just keep it up just in case. Well, that's live. See, that's us right there. But over here,
Right. All right. So, mm-hmm. Something else I wanted to mention. 45. Oh, did you see that Kennedy's running for governor?
Which Kennedy?
I forget his name.
There's a bunch of which.
He's here.
Oh, Patrick.
Yeah.
Running for in Illinois.
In Illinois.
Okay, so you got him and Ricketts. Not Ricketts. That's not his name.
Little skinny fella.
Okay, I know who Kennedy is. What's the guy's name? Because it comes from Pritzker.
Okay.
Pritzker is running. That's a rich family. They got a lot of money.
And also with the Kennedy, from what I understand with Kennedy's is that he's not soliciting any funds.
He don't need none, and neither do Pritzker.
Well, now the thing about it is, you know, in the nation's eyes, Kennedy is still one of those good names.
Well, yeah, he ain't. I mean, we doing something. I'm going to leave it up. I mean, you know, if y'all in there, say something, say hello. I see Marissa Williams just popped in. Right. God bless you. She just shared the video. And y'all trying to watch it. You know, we don't know what's going on. We got
it up.
We
really don't know what's going on.
You know, I see the folk is watching the Ustream. They probably got, see, people don't want to, they probably don't even know how to chat in the Ustream thing over there. Let me pull up Ustream over here so I can see.
In the Ustream.
Let's see here if we can get that up. All right. So that's coming up over here. But yeah, I did not know the Kennedy guy was in Illinois.
Yeah, in Illinois. Illinois.
He live here?
Yeah, he lives here in Illinois.
I was not aware. Anyway, y'all, look, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have a little more conversation.
Yeah.
And then we're going to jump into this article. We're going to see what's going on with some of this Facebook and all this other crazy stuff that's going on around here. But we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have some fun. Y'all stay blessed. Let me give y'all a little bit of this here. Let's see here. Yep. What's that?
Before we go off of here, listen.
What you got?
I'm sure glad someone finally came out with diet water.
Was
my weight was getting out of control drinking the rest of the stuff.
Did you just snort in the mic? We'll be back, y'all. TTLO. I'm done. We be back. I think I went to school with a couple of Courtney's too. Speaking of school, I saw Parks is the law. I was going to say law again. I've registered for liberty.
Well, praise the Lord. You know what? Listen, children. I am challenging all of the brethren and sisters who I don't know if you didn't have time or whatever, but I want to encourage us to go and get a real paper because, prime example, Let's use Chicago Baptist Institute.
Okay.
For a prime example. Okay, let's use
it.
And I know they don't pay no offering over there to teach, but it looks good on your resume. We can go over there and teach because there may be some people who cannot go to an accredited school. And from what I'm understanding now, Northern is having this thing to where in with they'll pay for your MDiv.
Northern Theological.
You have to stay in and work on your doctorate or something other they got going on.
Yeah.
Why wasn't this going on when I was in school?
I don't know, but you know, I got a little, you know, anybody want to Northern a little high, but
they say for the doctor it ain't but 16.6. I'm paying that right now at ITC. Y'all pray for me. Here, I tripped them out.
That's a little bit. That's because it's seventeen.
I'll say about $20,000.
It's 17 at Liberty for the doctorate. So my sky, I just got to pay two out of.
And you getting D-min and you getting PhD or THD?
I'm getting P. Well, whenever it started and all this. Yeah, <I'll pray.
laughs> And someone's using too much toilet.
So ignorant. But I saw Parks is like we registered at Liberty.
Good. And this is the New York. Anyway.
Wait, you want the funny one though? Wait a minute. Danielle gonna be so mad at me.
She's gonna be so mad at me.
Wait.
I love you, Danielle.
Her daughter is now doing the announcement. Patricia Donald. I know I'm gonna get it later. I know I'm gonna hear about it later.
You're going to hell.
Yeah.
Using too much toilet paper.
Yeah, she is kind of. Her voice is starting to get that little tone in it.
I love it. Listen, I'm encouraging. Ooh, jerk chicken. Angela Johnson, collard greens are on. Jerk chicken wings.
Why is she telling us about the stuff in the oven? Is that an invite? What is that? What does that mean?
Angie. Don't be sending us stuff over here and we hungry.
Angie.
Yeah, Angie.
One in the oven. It's too hot to have an oven on. But anyway.
I encourage some of the other brothers. Listen, go on back to school. I mean, seriously. Everybody walk around here, hey, doctor, I want to be
doc.
A nurse, I guess.
Doc.
I want to be a nurse.
Hey, doc.
Yeah.
Everybody in the saying,
but
hey,
my
doc.
Thing is about credibility.
Yeah.
If we're going to pastor these churches and do all of these things, ain't nothing wrong with having real paper.
Well, part of what's going to happen is because of there are so many churches, and then the bona fide churches, I should say, churches that have been in existence for a while, as they come up for pastors and stuff like that,
yes,
you know, they're going to overlook a whole lot of folk,
yes,
who ain't got paper.
Yes.
They are.
Yeah.
And it's just not like 10 years ago.
Right.
I would say 10 years ago, you know, you could get hired just because you pastored.
Mm-mm. They want paper.
Yeah, now it's like, and matter of fact, they'll hire those with paper before they hire you who've been preaching for 25 years.
It's just the thing about, prime example, next week, I won't be here to go.
Okay.
Next week, I'm going to Hampton.
Okay.
And it's a whole group of where you went to school, knowing, and this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. And then you learn to appreciate preaching from a standpoint when you know exactly what they're talking about.
It is. Preaching is different. I'll say that. For me, who when I started, when I first accepted the call, and I got ready to go back to, I think I had preached maybe 3 sermons before I said, I'm going my book back to school. Uh-huh. Right. And then I went back and looked at those same sermons and was like, put a line through that.
Matter of fact.
Right. Let me, like, come on, Jesus.
Yeah, I look at some of my sermons when I first, I'm like,
But it just goes to show there's nothing wrong with going back, getting that education.
Exactly. There's nothing wrong with it. And then not only that, but we need more people, especially that look like us, in the academy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We need more people in the academy. We need people to write books about pastoring in the urban areas, how to effectively pastor. I mean,
well, that's the class that at Northern that they're offering.
Marshall Hatch is teaching it, right?
I believe so. Yeah. Creating a church in an urban something environment,
yeah,
or something
urban
like that.
Environment.
Yeah, yeah. It's part of your degree if you get it from. Yeah.
Someone needs to write a book about how to pastor in the rural.
Yep.
I mean, being
African American and then pastoring out. Yeah, making yourself viable enough to go and because here is the issue. A lot of us, especially those with no. For lack of better words, education.
Yes.
Can't go preach in a white church.
No.
Cause see all that. That might not work.
But right. Well, not even though some of them want it.
It depends on where you go.
Exactly. But they want something else besides that.
Right. It's like, okay, we want you to get that, but we want you to give us something.
Give us
first.
Something.
See, you go to some of our churches, you can just hem and haw and sit down
right.
And they write you a check and you go home.
Yeah, you're going to the house. Then somebody needs to write a book on what not to do. When starting your own ministry. Then church growth from the African-American perspective in the rural and mm-hmm. in the city. And believe it or not, we've never looked at it,
mm-hmm.
but needs to be talked about how fellowship is so important amongst clergy.
Yeah, yeah.
Very, very important.
But you know what, though? It's only, you can see this, it's only from... You remember the show? I think did they take it off the air, Priests of L.A.? Did they? Because I haven't heard anything else about it.
Yeah, I hope they did.
But those guys who were in L.A. rarely, if ever, fellowship, and they were big name guys.
Yeah, that's because you're doing your own thing.
That's what I'm saying.
But then the thing about it is, what are you doing? Now I'm not talking about just the fellowship. I'm talking about after the organ going.
Yeah, after that.
Yeah,
right.
I mean,
but what I'm saying, there was no. These guys had little to no connection, and I think that does harm to the community.
Very much so.
When you don't, you know, if you're not sitting down when I did the thing in St. Louis this past weekend, the men's conference.
How was that?
It was wonderful, man. It was amazing. I'm still up here. One of the things I said was when I spoke to the brothers, I said, how is it that, and I use Chicago, for example, you can have 5 churches on one block and the pastors don't know each other.
That's interesting. I mean, but that's just true. Because you're afraid you're going to take my members.
But
blah, blah,
you
blah,
in
blah.
LaGrange, you know the other, you know how many other churches are there in LaGrange?
African-American churches?
Just churches, period.
Jesus. Churches. Because
it's not a lot.
No.
Y'all
don't
really like to, you know.
No, but now, but we have a ministerium.
Okay.
And we know everybody. I mean.
That's what I'm saying.
Literally. We know everybody.
Because they made it a point to do so.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's just like you have the because somebody asked me today, was I going to the, is it today or tomorrow? The West Side Minister Alliance is having a, is it in the morning? I think it's in the morning, something. And I'm like, I don't know nothing about it.
What's that, Minister Alliance having something?
What? I think it's tomorrow. The Westside Parks would probably know. The Westside Minister Alliance having something tomorrow. I asked me, was I going? I was at the police academy thing last night.
Okay.
So they were saying, hey, you going to this? And I'm like, I don't know nothing about it. The issue with that is how many other folk don't know nothing about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. It's called Westside.
It's the Westside Minister's I think it's the Westside Minister Alliance.
Yeah, Minister Alliance.
And they're meeting at Columbus Park right up here at the Reflectory.
Oh, are they? They're not meeting at the building over on California. Okay. I mean, I didn't know anything about it either.
And then,
believe it or not, when we had a meeting at Steve Thurston's church
right.
a couple months ago,
that was on a couple
I made
yeah.
sure I stood up and I talked about, and then people can say whatever they want to say,
mm-hmm.
that there is a difference in pastoring in the city and pastoring in the suburbs, especially for black people, when you go beyond Maywood and beyond Harvey. When you're talking about pastoring in Flossmoor,
mm-hmm.
pastoring in LaGrange,
mm-hmm.
Oaklawn,
yeah.
all out that way,
yep.
Elmhurst, two different stories.
But you still have,
I can't hear you. Okay.
Yolanda
White Robert.
Okay. That's the young lady who threw the, who did the retreat. Bless you, Sister Robinson. I'm not sure y'all can't hear on Facebook. Is that true? Tanya, can you check that out, please, about not hearing on Facebook?
Thank you, Tanja.
Yeah, because I don't know that y'all can't hear, unless it's just us freezing. That could be it, too. But anyway, yeah, so I just think that people don't understand the difference because, first of all, you're dealing with a different group of people.
A whole different group of people. A whole.
And
believe it or not, there are some people that live in the suburbs who maybe can count on one hand how many times they've been in the city.
Yeah. If they were raised there, they probably never came
because
this way.
You can do everything.
You can go
west.
You can go to Oak Brook. You ain't got to come downtown.
I mean, you can make grocery. I mean,
everything.
You can do all those things out that way.
Yeah.
And so you don't have to, don't have to be bothered by the way, talking about Oak Brook, if you will.
Oh, God.
I heard, Lord knows I heard, that on Fridays during the lunch hour, that the pork chop at Jerry's, is that what it is?
Oh, no.
Come on, you know where Wildfire is?
Yes.
You know where Poorhouse is?
I think so, yeah.
All right,
there's
a restaurant. There's a restaurant called Jerry's or something like that.
Okay, help
that
me out.
That pork chop is $15.
So you said we can get pork meat for $15.
We can get the pork meat. The pork meat, not
right.
Not pork meat.
Pork meat.
Pork meat.
For $15.
For $15.
Is it like a double cut?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing like a good double cut pork chop.
Forget what you're talking about. On the grill?
Man, look, ain't nothing like a good double. Now, you can't fry no double cut
no.
pork chop for my ignorant color.
Yeah, my ignorant food.
Right.
That
stuff too far.
Right.
But you can't fry the double cut pork chop. That ain't for that.
You got to put that on the grill.
Right. You need it on the grill outside, or you need a grill pan in your house, or boil it under the stove or something. Yeah, underneath
right.
the brawler.
Yeah,
back in
that.
The day. Right.
Listen, you get a good grill pork chop meat.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, have you been watching those videos with the people getting on the slingshot? And they be like,
Some of them are legit. Now I think some of them just acting because they know they're going to be stupid and they're going to be on Facebook or whatever. But they, yeah, they just.
There's a couple of them. You talk about tickles me, tickles.
Yeah.
Anyway, how is the good deacon?
He's well. He's well. He was up. Okay, so here's the deal. We went out. I was over there last.
You better not say he barbecued nothing and your black bear aspirin ain't called the pastor.
Can I finish the story?
Okay, continue.
So last week, Monday. I went over there, sat with him for a little while. So Thursday, we went. He had to go get some clothes.
Right, I remember.
So we went out to the men's warehouse.
Didn't call me. Go
and well, we never made our way back because we were supposed to call you. We was going to lunch, but we ate lunch out there. That's why we didn't call you.
Out where?
In Old Orleans. We stayed at. Yeah.
You didn't call. Right up the street.
I know you ain't talking about nobody not calling.
Me
nobody.
I
know the word.
Right down the street.
You didn't call.
I know.
Did not. Tanya, are we recording? Please keep this part of the tape
at
12:53.
Is it me you're looking for?
I know you did not just use the word.
I wonder where you are.
I know you did not just use the word. Your network keeps going in and out. I know, y'all. I don't know what it is. We don't know. Can't explain. Y'all can call in and listen. Eric, let me put the number up here for the people who can't.
Yeah,
all that good stuff. But anyway, we went out to oil. He went to Men's Warehouse. There's a Men's Warehouse. They have a big and tall out there at that Men's Warehouse.
Yeah.
And got him three nice suits. Three nice suits. Wait, a tuxedo made.
A tuxedo.
Right, tuxedo. right. Got a tailor. A maid.
Well, I should have just put me just a suit on in y'all.
A maid tux. Right. You probably could have slid yours in there. He probably wouldn't have paid it no attention. But that he got a spurts jacket.
He felt like spending all friends.
Some slack. Well, he needed clothes.
But then y'all didn't invite me to come and eat. And he was gonna pay for it.
Plus, he went on game. Yeah, we went to Uncle Julio.
Oh, child.
Out there.
Baby, I would have been all right. Would have been driving him like this. I went back home.
So I was driving his truck because he still has to get up because my car is too low for him to. Yeah, it's going in and out. I know Pat Hicks. I know.
Yeah, your car is too low. Now, children, we're going to come back to that in a minute.
What?
I don't believe.
What?
I'm going to ever buy a car again.
Because you just like being in the...
It's just so low to get in.
But my seats raise up, though.
It's still on the ground.
But you still raise up, like these here.
Our article today would be...
You know what? The hate is real.
But Deacon is okay, though.
Yeah, but he's doing well. So we were out. We were out. Look, you done talked him up. We were out. Oh, he calling me now. He do know what time it is.
They
right?
Love it. We can go out after this, though.
He do. Right. Let me write it. He do know what time it is.
Big to
know
it.
That we are on the air. I don't know why he would be calling my phone while we live on that.
We can go
so
and
I'm going to just let him hang up. And so he would know that we live on the air. And I will call him when the show goes
live. I recall that.
Right.
But
anyway, so yeah, we went out there. He got some stuff, and we went back. So he's up around. So the plan was getting to Memorial Day.
Yeah.
We had talked about Memorial Day, but he wanted to barbecue on Sunday, and we could, and I wasn't gonna be back until
I
didn't think I would
be back Sunday.
So why am I getting my own
the reverb
sound
in my ear now?
Somebody help me, Lord. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, there we go. So anyway, we had talked about barbecuing and stuff like that, and I said, well, I'll come help you on Monday if you do it Monday instead of Sunday.
Okay.
He was talking about staying home from church because he's been to church 2 weeks in a row now. So anyway, we never confirmed it.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, well, maybe he did too much. We ain't going to do nothing. So apparently he decided he was going to cook anyway. So he caught my – so my mom was going to – so anyway, it was this whole big shindig happened or whatever. So I had no – right. So I went and got my own slab of rib and a couple of wangs and some hot links from the Mario's right here that burnt my soul up, still paying for it. No. Help me. If you like a hot link, Mario's. So anyway, that's what happened. But yeah, he did barbecue, so if you're mad, get mad at him. But I didn't eat nothing anyway. But the good producer says, because I asked her about you calling. When you said call, how come I didn't call? You can you read the writing there? Right there, yeah.
Sound good on DT.
Yep.
You don't call him.
Yep.
You don't invite
y'all. It says y'all. Y'all don't
cat
say
dog,
hey, cat dog.
Go to hell.
Right.
No, Henderson. Well, I didn't talk to you anyhow. I can talk to you, and you don't have to call.
It's okay, girl.
Right. I'm going to be all right. Tonight. But I didn't talk to you, Tanya.
Okay, he going to call you. All right. After the show.
Right, I'm doing the show.
Everybody won't talk to Tanya. All right, let me get to the article. So anyway, we do have this great article today. I did have an article.
Read.
Something happened to it. It
okay.
Decided it didn't want to be here no more. Article decided it did no longer want to be
five
here.
Five ways to be part of the church room.
You know what? You need to stop. Here it is right here. Five ways to know when to walk away from your ministry.
You don't need five, honey.
Well, yeah. This is going to be right up your alley because – because I think number two is going to be the one that's going to mess. Yeah, number two is going to be the one that mess with you.
Yeah,
anyway, this is what it says.
Uh-huh.
Five ways.
You don't need but one.
I'm going to walk through that one right there.
Yeah.
That one right there. The second bullet point.
Yeah,
we know that's yours. The writer says, research and analysis done by many psychologists shows that humans get an itch for significant change every 7 to 10 years. Sound about right?
That's about right.
Some believe part of this is related to how our cells regenerate every 7 years. We change half of our main friendships every 7 years. Obviously, all this is a bit subjective. He says, but based on the experience of most of us, this holds true. Something about our mind is trained to desire significant changes almost every decade, including our jobs.
That's very true. That's very true.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
After
10 years.
Yeah, when you're at a place for 17 years, you look like, okay, now do I stay here or do I?
Unless there has been growth.
Yes.
Yeah, now if there's been growth, you cool.
You're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be right here.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I'm going to die here. I'm going to be here 35.
All right,
so they put me out.
Give me my box and my plant, and I'll see y'all later.
So then the writer says, let's get one thing straight. Church ministry jobs are more than just jobs. This doesn't mean that pastoral jobs should be highly sought after. Instead, it is the reality of ministry being a lifestyle vocation more than something we punch in and out of every day.
Mm-hmm.
He says, signing up to help lead a church is a high calling, one that should not be taken lightly. But the pastoral profession is not immune to the psychological need many of us have for change. I guess you could speak to that because when you were in
South Carolina,
how long had you been pastoring that church before you came back here?
7.5 years.
So was it you were just tired of that or you were looking for a way to get back here?
I was looking both.
It was a combination of the two.
What happened was I was turning 40.
Oh, okay.
And I said, no, I can't be. Now, either as I say here, you know, it's something.
Yeah.
Desire to do better.
Okay. So you wanted to.
Was.
Okay. You were looking
had,
to grow.
I had to do better.
So you felt you had done everything you could.
Yes.
You had peaked.
Yes, I had peaked.
There.
I had peaked. Believe it or not, my fifth.
Ah. Yeah.
I knew it was. You know, it was time. I was getting a little ruffled.
Okay.
But and I know that to be true. There's a certain time in your life to where you say, oh, excuse me. Okay. Let's see. If we can do this and do this and do this, and do this. Because timing is everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I agree with what you're saying. I don't care if it's a psychologist or noologist. Yeah, that's just the truth.
Wow. Here we go. So the writer says this. He says, I'm not thinking of any specific circumstances, but I can think of many situations in which a pastor in my mind, clearly needed to move on for the betterment of their own life and the life of their current ministry context. Sometimes this is forced by a congregation wanting change and the pastor being unable to do so. The statistics on pastoral turnover in churches is not good. Worship and youth pastors are said to change jobs every 2 years. Wow. And really, all of this is centered around an unhealthy understanding of the way God points us in new directions. What I want to focus on is change and trying to discern when transition is necessary within the church ministry context. He says, every couple of weeks I meet with a professor at a seminary along with a few fellow seminary students to talk about life and ministry. Last week I brought up this subject on how we as ministers can know when God is leading us somewhere else. Everyone at some point will have to deal with wondering whether it's time to go. But it seems very few are equipped to notice the cues that point us in new directions. Here are some good indications, all brought forward by my fellow seminarians, of how to know when God is saying it's time to move on.
Is it in your
heart
in it?
Is your heart in it?
Here's the first question to ask.
This
isn't the be-all, end-all question, but it does put into place whether God may be leading somewhere else. Self-evaluation through prayer and meditation is where the process must begin. I agree with it.
Wow.
If your heart isn't in it, it's time. You know, that's an old song. If your heart isn't in it, why keep me hanging on?
It sure is.
Tell me
I forgot about that.
It's not how old I am. Yeah. But now, that's the thing, because if your heart is in something, even when it seems stagnant, you'll still stay for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's relationships. That's
because there's a comfort level.
Yeah.
That's what it is, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. But now, if your heart, if it's right here, you can love the people, but not love the place where you are.
Have you ever been around, and I'm sure you probably have, but because you've been pastoring, it's probably been less likely. Have you ever been around someone who you knew their heart wasn't in it, but they were just there?
Oh, yes, God.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Because yeah. you can hear it in their preaching.
I mean,
it's
you get frustrated.
It's the defeatist voice.
Oh, yeah.
It's just know that there's no energy behind what they're doing. And then when they do try to exude some energy, you can tell it's forced.
Yes.
It's coming from a place of let me just get through this.
Let me do this right here. Let me go on about my business.
Yeah, let's keep going. This is good. This is good. We're talking about five ways to know when it's time to leave or change or walk away from your ministry. Go ahead. Number two says,
is
what?
Is it just a paycheck? Uh-oh. Come on here, children. Understanding the motivation of our hearts and minds in the midst of church ministry is key to knowing why we serve the church.
Mm-hmm.
If it's just a paycheck, we're likely only motivated to serve because it pays our bills rather than because we're operating exactly where God desires us to be. However, this must be said as well. Sometimes for a season of life, God puts us in difficult and trying situations,
mm-hmm,
in order to help us grow in the long term. Now, I agree with that.
Wow.
And I'm having a problem because there are people that don't think that pastoring is a career. Damn it, it's a career.
Oh, okay.
Please don't let me come this way.
You had to get that out.
Reverend, I didn't go to school to be an architect.
Right.
I didn't go to school to be an engineer.
Mm-hmm.
I can go teach school. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what my undergrad.
Right, you didn't go to school to teach.
I didn't
go
to, to teach in the academy.
Not in the school system, right.
I went to school to better equip myself to learn how to lead and minister to God's people. That's what I went for. Because if seminary is not a place for equipping, and if pastoring is not a career, then why we got them?
Yeah.
Why do we have them? Why do we have people who've dedicated themselves to teach preachers and pastors how to do things better,
mm-hmm,
if it's not a career? And that's the case then. We don't need no universities with MBAs.
Yeah.
PhDs, THDs.
Yeah.
MTHs or anything like that, STMs, mm-hmm, or nothing like that. Don't give me that tomfoolery.
I think it's a sad state because you do have those. There are those in the mindset, and I know some of them very well, who don't believe that pastoring is a quote unquote. They take the calling aspect of it and they want to leave it at that. They don't want to recognize the professional side. That's why it's like that. That's why they just like people who go to school for music, and you know they go and get music degrees, and they do all the stuff necessary. Then when they come to your church, you look like you act like you don't want to pay them, and it's like, well, I didn't go to school. I went to school so that this thing, what this piano, these hands would fix it, so I didn't have to work in an office.
Exactly. Well, see, but now you will pay. You will pay because they feel as though the man that's fixing your car is doing you a service.
Oh yeah, we pay him.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're paying.
And we will pay somebody $150 to sit on the couch for an hour.
Delay, right.
To listen to your problem.
Right, right. You know, okay. It all started when I was.
Yeah.
Number three says, what God has given you a passion for, how is God directing your passions? He says this. This goes hand in hand with the last section on change and transition. Our passions change. None of us are the same today as we were 10 years ago. You ain't lying. It is important to continue evaluating what God is doing within us and how that affects where God is leading us. If our passions no longer fit our current position, it might be time to move on.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you can, believe it or not, if we're going through this right now, we have a new dean at Morehouse School of Religion. Wonderful fellow, Dean Evans. He's a wonderful, wonderful fellow.
Mm-hmm.
Our biggest prayer is that he don't run out of steam.
Oh,
because you can be so bogged down with stuff until you run out of steam.
And that's why it's so important to delegate and get the right team around you.
But now, I'm not talking about that.
You're talking about
the red tape.
Oh, well, that'll get you too.
All
because some
tape.
Churches have a lot of red tape.
Oh, my God, Jesus Christ.
When you got to get five people to sign a check, when you got to get you got to have three meetings, some need to be fixed. You got to get five estimates. You got to get, and they got.
Now I agree with three, but now
there's three. I'll just say five.
Right. Now the thing about it is, and sometimes there's no sense of urgency, and then sometimes I'm sorry.
No, you're right.
There's no sense of urgency whatsoever. But then here's the other thing. The other thing is that we've been doing it this way, and we want to have control, and that's bull. That's crap. And then because one of the things we've been trying to encourage him is, get some more people on your board. I'm going to give you a prime example. Let me give you a prime example of this. I don't.
Yes, we are back. So anyway, you were so. Why is that though? What's the reasoning behind that act?
Sometimes people just want to get who they want to hear, but that doesn't mean anything. If you're trying to attract, prime example.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on my crowd. If I wanted to attract the crowd, if I were to put on a concert,
mm-hmm.
okay,
mm-hmm.
I would invite for my older folk.
Mm-hmm.
I probably would invite Rance Allen.
Okay.
Okay. For my middle aged people and some of the young,
y'all got Rance Allen money over there.
I'm just asking. Okay. I would invite Ricky Dillon.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
For my young folk, it would have to be Keke Sheehan or Ty Tribbett. Or J.J. Harrison.
Make it J.J. I can't deal with too much of Keke.
What are you doing with your back against the wall?
All that hollering and stuff. Anyway.
But listen, even if I had to bring, if I wanted to bring in a group of people, just say that's what the clock says. If I was to say, all right, then, yes, to get my young people, I'm going to bring in Keke.
Mm-hmm.
To bring in my middle-aged folk, I'm going to bring in Karen and Dorinda.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have all the group because I understand. If I'm gonna sell these tickets, baby, that's what I got to do.
Right, right. But you don't have people who, you have some people who can't see that.
Yes.
Because, like you said earlier, we've been doing it this way.
Yes.
And this is what works.
Exactly.
No, this is just just because it worked then doesn't mean it works now. You have to do something. But I just want to stick back to on this passion thing. When you've lost, it's like if you ever played sports, if you've ever just had anything or hobby or something you used to do, and now you just don't. It's because at some point the passion went away.
Yeah, the mojo ain't working.
And once that goes, you're done.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, you are, and you need to be humble enough to recognize. You know what?
It's over.
God done removed this thing from me. I'm just holding on.
Yeah. I'm just here.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'm just here. Let's keep going. Number four says what?
Seek out trusted peers, which is very much so. All of us have blind spots, and none of us have perfect perspectives. So seeking out advice and input from trusted people is incredibly vital when considering where God is leading. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, we shouldn't base our decision entirely on the advice of others. But often God will use the people around us to help push us in the direction he desires. I often find the people I trust are able articulate, thank you. Yeah, sometimes you have to sign it out, child. Where I sense God
I can't
moving.
Do it.
Hey, I wouldn't need it more than articulate.
Stop.
Where I sense God moving much more than I can when I'm left to my own thoughts. And I agree with this.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes talking to people gives you a way of saying, okay, let's...
Yeah.
Yeah. And what do you think? And then when you're sitting down thinking about something, thinking about any move, you need to bounce it off somebody else.
So, and I like what he said, seek out trusted peers.
Yeah.
Not trusted. Just peers.
Yeah, trusted.
Right.
What you think about so-and-so? Mm.
So here's the question. Because I have I've always talked. I think I talked this one time. I talked about checking your circle.
Yeah.
Your circle. Because I don't need people in the circle who think just like I do.
No, I need some people to think
that way. I need some. You know what I'm saying? I need some folk that have a different opinion.
Yeah.
I need some folk that have a different opinion, but are proven.
Yes.
See what I'm saying? Have a different opinion and be proven. Because
yes.
Everybody can have a different opinion, but they never did
ain't
nothing.
Prove nothing.
Ain't did jack. But you have started building relationships.
Oh, yeah.
with local preachers.
Yes.
And but you still have relationships
with down south folks.
With your down south folks.
Oh, God, yes, see.
And you probably are closer, even though you're here.
I am.
You're closer to your down south folks.
I am.
Something happens that you need some advice on.
Mm-hmm.
You might not talk to the people here. It might be those down there.
It might be those down there.
Yeah. And that's because that's the way the relationship
have. But then I also hear,
uh-huh.
but what I have to think about is I have to think about even any position down the road.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna talk about it. And when I talk to my friends
mm-hmm.
who are pastoring this and the other, and some of those who have children, smaller children.
Okay.
I say you got to think about these children got to go to school.
Yep. If you're talking about
my nephew that just graduated from Clemson,
mm-hmm.
I always tell him I'm worried about. you going somewhere and teaching at a full-time professorship mm-hmm. so your children can go to school for free.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or at a horribly discounted rate. 75%.
Right.
And I know you're not worried about, you know, because he says that his son is a genius and this, that, and the other, and he's doing real good. But the thing about it is that, you know, scholarships only go so far.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be able to say, all right, come on over here.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah. No, I wholeheartedly agree with that one. Let's go. Last one says this. He says, evaluate the difference between change and transition. The writer says, William Bridges' book, Transitions, was a challenging read for me as I processed through how he outlines the differences between change and transition. Change is situational. Transition, on the other hand, is psychological. It's not those events, but rather the inner reorientation and self-redefinition, that's a whole lot of words, that you have to go through in order to incorporate any of those changes in your life. Without transition, a change is just a rearrangement of the furniture. Unless transition happens, the change won't work because it doesn't take. That's interesting. Let me read that again. I like that he says, okay, so let me go back. He says, without transition, a change is just a rearrangement of the furniture. Unless transition happens, the change won't work because it doesn't take. Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. You do have to, transitions are, okay, I get that.
Yeah.
I had to read it again because I was like, okay, let me make sure I got that for understanding. When you, if you're just making a change, you know, here's the difference. Buying a larger set of clothes mm-hmm. is just changing sizes.
Yes.
Losing weight to get back in the other clothes.
That's transition.
Is a transition.
That's what Rem Henderson did.
Come on. I had to think about it.
Listen, just like believe it or not, we had to transition at Second Baptist from them starting late.
Yeah, that's right. That's not a change.
No, that's
a transition.
You gotta get that in your mind.
Because it takes some time.
Yeah, and right now, if they look at the clock and it's 11:01, y'all better listen, I'll go upstairs. Jesus is on the mainland.
Are you in your office or are you?
I'm in my office, but I'm running around.
Right, but you can you see from the TV office?
That's supposed to be hooking it up. But no, I can't see, but I can hear.
Oh, but you can hear
what I can hear now.
Right.
I can hear
it. Well, you can hear that organ,
yeah.
Of course.
But then they know at 11 o'clock, regardless of what's going on, let's roll. Yes. Yes.
That's good.
But swing after ministry changes are changed without understanding
mm-hmm.
psychological transitions are going on deep down in ourselves is a foolish thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Pursuing after a ministry change without understanding
without
the transition.
It,
yeah. 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 So I guess the thing is, you know, you don't just make change for the sake of change.
No.
If you're going to actually transition, it's just like when you came back to Chicago to Second Baptist, based off of how things were run, what was the name of the church you were at?
Bethlehem Grove.
Do they have a pastor now?
Yeah, they do.
Okay. Are they doing well? They okay?
Got a pastor.
Never mind. You're so petty. You're so petty. But you had to transition from what you had down there because you came here and – well, the first thing was you didn't have certain things.
Right.
Didn't have these issues. You were lacking on MD, music director, whatever,
yes.
Choir director, whatever you want to call it. Still working on it. But you had to make the transition.
Yes.
So first there was a change, but then there were certain things that needed to, and it's all a part of the growth process.
So just like coming back here.
Yeah.
I didn't own a coat.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, I didn't own a
coat. And all around all that linen and stuff.
A coat.
You can't wear linen here but July and August.
Well, I'm aware. I had to go out literally and buy me a coat, even
yeah.
though the Lord's been good to us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I want him to keep on being good to us. I believe sooner or later the snows are going to come out tomorrow. Bitch, bottom, dog, the snow will come out tomorrow. So, yeah. But that's going on. I didn't know that. Talking about a transition.
Yes.
I didn't know that Valencia is no longer at New Life.
Okay, who is this?
Oh, honey.
I don't know. What you just saying names like I know these people. Who was at New Life what? At John Hanna Church?
Yeah.
Well, his people don't stay around long. Is it? Was this one of his, what, singers?
The one that sings, yes, will your heart and soul say yes. So just say yes.
Oh, then she goes to his church?
Yeah, she
well,
was
she sang on the Shekinah Glory thing.
Yeah,
but
she was a she was the praise and worship leader at John Hanna.
Oh, and she's gone.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's back with Court Brooks.
Oh.
Yeah. Mind you, she was with Corey Brooks at West Point when he was there for the little stint when he was there.
Pastor Corey Brooks.
Yeah.
Over on the South Side. New Beginnings.
Yeah.
Oh.
Not Corey Brooks. What's the difference between who is Corey Brooks over here?
I don't know. I don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're not
here. I know the Corey Brooks on the South Side who blocked me on Facebook. That's the only one I know.
Another news.
I just know that one. Anyway, when Parks just had his church, didn't he go there for something? Or somebody?
Oh, so you Oleana?
I believe he was. He went there or he was coming. Somebody was doing something at Corey Brooks Church recently.
We were just talking about transitioning.
Yeah.
And, minister of music and sometime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you say you had a minister of music for years, I mean, that's a.
That's a huge. That's
yeah.
more than a change.
Yeah. That's. I mean, that's a. That, yeah. Yeah,
that's more than a change.
I mean, that's big time.
It is when you go from one position to another at work. If you're a customer service rep, and all of a sudden they make you the manager.
Oh yeah, of course you don't have a. No, I don't know who you think he is.
Yeah, because now you got to deal with the people you used to hang out with at the lunch table. Don't want to sit with you no more.
You think he's our boss now? You got
to yeah.
Get on my nerves. You what? You know, he ain't nothing.
Here's the thing. So go. I want to go back because you mentioned something. You when are you you're doing this for Men's Month? Is when you're doing this cook off and everything else, right?
Yes.
Okay. What do you guys have planned for the summer? What's anything major going
that's
on this summer?
Vacation Bible School.
Is that for 1 week or two?
That's 1 week.
1 week.
If I had more participation,
you could do it. You'd do it twice.
I could do it the whole month. Believe it or not. I would love for. That and I'm still looking for. I need a choir director and I need a youth pastor. That's what I need. I need someone because there are some things that I just.
Do you have that group of?
I have people who will assist.
No children.
Oh, believe it or not, I have a group of children.
Because you got a handful, right? More than a handful.
I don't really have a handful, but I need something for them to be more.
Now, do you have a space for them to do, or would they stay?
They can be downstairs. I mean,
oh, they could, right? Duh, yeah.
Yeah, they can be downstairs. They can be downstairs doing Wednesday night worship. I mean, Wednesday Bible study and
Sunday
on
morning.
Sunday morning,
they sure could.
But I just right now I don't have the. Time or the energy to get a curriculum together and make sure I'm pushing. Because I do have some people who would work with them.
Well, you know what you could do? I don't know if he would do it, but talk to Devon. Because, you know, Devon was a youth pastor here.
Okay.
And he put a curriculum together for them.
But I still that need somebody they did. To.
But, I mean, I know you don't have the time, but I believe you. If you have one or two people who really say they're doing it because they want to, not because it's needed, but because they want
to,
then they'll push it. Because he was using, he literally took the and Parks knows about this too. The the Rick Warren Purpose Driven Life Youth Edition.
Really?
Yeah, and that's what he was teaching from before stuff happened. But yeah.
Okay.
And it was good, those kids were into it.
Wonderful. That's,
so
that's what
you
I
should need. You should out you know see if you can get in touch with him because I'm sure he probably still has this stuff. He can probably email it to you.
Yeah.
And you just have to buy some new books, but you know go on Amazon and get the books. And those kids are interested, man. And because part of that was the whole the Bible drill, which I think is just amazing to watch. When the kids do the Bible drill, you know, they stand up there and they, you know, they come up lined up and they present arms, they put the Bible up and they hold it and then they put the hand on top and then it says turn to Jude 3 and you know whoever can and they and I mean they man look thank God for the phone because I'll be lost.
All right, somebody, right?
Who is Jude?
So believe it or not, I'm going to be doing the arts and crafts doing. Now we're doing our own vacation Bible school, and we're talking about Jesus. And so what I'm going to do is, they're talking about Jesus as the bread of life. So we're going to bake our own bread. You're going to have something to do with food, right? You
y'all
know the pastor
get hungry,
has something to do with food. No, uh-uh.
Y'all going to make bread. Y'all going to need dough.
Yes. Or they're going to make pretzel. I mean, so they can.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bread. And then they're talking about
will there be butter available?
Yeah, there'll be butter. Cinnamon butter.
Land O'Lakes.
Yeah, Land O'Lakes. Paquet Marin. And then they got about him being the shepherd. So I'm gonna make them make sheep out of marshmallows.
Okay. You little artsy.
Oh man.
I get right. You just put an X next to you.
I write my name above.
Anyway, we're going to get ready to get out of here, y'all. Pastor Henderson, get your prayers out, sir.
We've enjoyed tonight. Kind Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for who you are in our lives. And we pray, God, for that pastor who's in the midst of transition. We pray for those ministers that are in transition. We ask, God, that you would give them the hope that they need to go forward. And even the churches that are in transition.
Yeah.
We pray, God, that you will watch over our communities as we go back and forth in the name of the Lord Jesus. Keep us as our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. So, what's going on? So Men's Day, Men's Month starts Sunday. First Sunday.
Yeah, it's our first Sunday, but that's going to be regular service because it's communion time.
Oh, that's true.
That's what we're going to be watching the movie Fences on the 14th. All men are invited because we're going to talk about it.
Well, y'all watch it downstairs?
Yeah.
Y'all got a projector something down there? Y'all do?
Yeah.
I probably didn't pay no attention.
And then we're going to have the car show and the barbecue off. And
now, where are the cars coming from?
Everybody.
So people around already have cars.
Yeah, so some of them got cars that we're getting.
Because, you know, Bellwood has a huge car show.
Really?
Every year.
I didn't know that.
Bellwood has a huge car show.
But what I'm trying to get is, I'm even trying to get a couple of motorcycles. And we're closing off the street. We're going to line them up. Because I told them I want more than just black folk cars. I need some old, I don't want to see now, later than Nestle Quick.
Can I bring the Batmobile to the car show?
You know what you want. You can. Seriously. Come on.
Wait a minute. Wait, when is this? This is the 4th.
17th.
The 17th. I wonder what my Batman suit covers.
And you know what? Yeah, you know what? And then because we just give it out, trophy.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah. But I want them to know this is because as they come and look at the cars, they're going to smell barbecue meat. Hey.
Wait a minute. Oh, so who's doing the contest? So who's out there doing? Can I need to bring my grill? What's going on?
Well, come on now, my sister's going to be a foot. My sister's going to be one of the tastes,
I need to be one of the judges. I need to come out and partake in this thing and see what's happening. We need to figure that out.
I'm trying to get parked. I think they have a couple of bikes. And what I'll do is have some
raffle tickets.
Yeah.
Okay.
For kids. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That'll work.
Make it a big old.
That'll work. All right, y'all, we got to go. Y'all stay blessed, man. And look, you got to drive to this special city of ours. Keep your head on the swivel. Y'all stay blessed. Yellow.